All right, time for the best 5 minutes of the day here. WWIB recorded today for the 4th of July Independence Day. And we've got Halvo with you on this end, but our friend, neuropsychologist Jason Cans from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, same to you. I guess we were talking some, I think yesterday, some, as we discussed patriotism and nationalism, and I was remembering the bicentennial. And so if we were, we're getting up there in years. I mean, 247, I guess, this year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was, 3 years old when the bicentennial came around, and you were probably a little older than that and have some better memory of it than I do.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we started something yesterday in terms of, from a Wendell Berry book, a quote about patriotism and nationalism, and when this has come up as a subject in recent years, that's been my question for you, whether on air or off, is, you know, where does patriotism end, which seems to be okay, and nationalism, which
right.
maybe is more questionable, begin? And this quote that we covered yesterday seemed to define that pretty well.
Yeah, I thought so too. Kind of the more aggressive nature of nationalism, I thought, came across in the quote from Wendell Berry.
So again, people can find that on your Facebook page. You shared it. It's kind of lengthier. But there was a second quote, and he was citing a particular author, John Lukacs, with that excellent quote yesterday, which to me was as good as I've heard in terms of this is patriotism, this is nationalism, and that maybe aggressiveness, if you will, that goes with it. But there was another quote from Berry that you're going to share with us today.
Yeah, and this one is actually Wendell Berry, and he wrote, "A homeland, a home, a beloved neighborhood are not available to people who are afraid and therefore filled with anger and preemptive hatred. Nowhere among the most prominent voices now is there an appeal to love, not for God or neighbors or for the country. The word love is so disrespected by materialism and depreciated by overuse that it now has for most people little of the life and force that actually belong to it. Love, nevertheless, is the only possible motive for the good work that is the only possible solution for our problems. Only the established and honored practice of love can give us things so difficult as wholeness or goodness or beauty or truth or freedom, let alone the sustainability that is on everybody's tongue."
All right, so that's a mouthful. So that from Wendell Berry, kind of picking up on this earlier citation that we discussed yesterday about patriotism versus nationalism. But what struck you about that?
You know, so you and I think, both really want to be champions for love. And I think that, you know, what he's saying here is that the solution to a lot of the things that we're running into, which, you know, if it's nationalism or anti-patriotism or whatever we would like to call it, the solution is love. And to seek to love God, love our neighbors, love ourselves, arguably. And, you know, that idea that it's the only possible motive that's going to solve this really felt hopeful to me.
Is he saying in that quote that the idea of that love, is this a pretty contemporary book where he's talking about the word love today, like right now, 2023, is, or in this recent times, is so disrespected by materialism and depreciated by overuse?
Yeah, you know, so this book came out in 2022, and so this is probably near the end of his writing career. But, you know, I think what he's saying is right, that it's been kind of really minimized or kind of washed out a little bit. And but what I think he would say is that he would call us towards the strength of love as presented, for example, in the Gospels and the Epistles. Just a strong love for one another. And so I really think that's what he's pushing us back toward.
And so finally, today, as it's Independence Day, and go ahead, read your Constitution, celebrate your country, love it. I feel like I won the lottery by being born here. There's great things. And yet, at the same time, I think as we proceed into another election year, a presidential election year, next year, and we'll have a Senate race here in Wisconsin and the legislature and all those kinds of things. At that time, we don't want to be so carried up in that political fervor and fever that we're, you know, demonizing, that we want to, yes, be led with love. I was at a Sunday night fellowship group, and they said, "What's one verse that you just really want to be defined by?" And I said, Galatians 5:6, that the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that, you know, we are all created in the image of God. And we become so oppositional, and it's good for us to remember to be people of love, even with those we disagree.
Hmm. Well, happy Independence Day, and we'll reconvene live tomorrow morning, huh?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
There we go.